This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Nishant and I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that moved markets on Friday, September 18th. The Indian market benchmarks Sensex and Nifty closed in the red today amid mixed global cues and lack of fresh domestic trigger. An FTSE rejig of the index coupled with ongoing Indo-China tensions led to a volatile trading session. After trading in the green for most of the day, equity benchmarks succumbed to a fresh spell of selling in the last hour of trading, closing with negative bias. Sensex closed 134 points or 0.34% lower at 38,845.82, while Nifty closed 11 points or 0.10% down at 11,504.95. BSE Midcap closed 0.26% higher, while BSE Small Cap Index closed 0.32% lower. Experts pointed out that the global cues were mostly mixed after the US Fed Reserve failed to come out with an immediate stimulus measure and also due to resurgence in virus infections in some countries. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, underscored that the market has been trading with uncertainty and the clear lack of direction to either side was visible in this week's trade. The worry was visible as investors would have cleared their position heading into the weekend. He believes due to lack of any fresh trigger for the market, the current uncertainty will continue. Nair added that any news with regard to the border tensions with China or global events can impact the markets on the downside. As such, investors need to be cautious and watch for news-specific movements. On a weekly basis, Sensex and Nifty closed almost flat. Top Nifty gainers of the day included Dr. Reddy's Labs, Cipla and Adani Ports. Top Nifty losers included HDFC Bank, Shree Cements and Bajaj Finserv. Let's talk about some stocks and sectors. Among the sectors, pharma stole the show today. BSE Healthcare Index closed 3.50% higher, followed by Telecom Index, which rose 2.69%, and Realty Index, which logged a gain of 1.96%. On the flip side, BSE Finance and BankEx fell 1.16% and 1.13% respectively. A volume spike of more than 300% was seen in Escorts, Cipla, Glenmark Pharma and Divi's Labs. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Dr. Reddy's Labs, Cipla and Lupin. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Petronet, IDFC First Bank and Bandhan Bank. As many as 164 stocks including HCL Technologies, Advanced Enzyme Technologies, Apollo Hospitals, Biocon, Cadila, Divi's Labs, Dr. Reddy's Labs, Escorts and Wipro hit their 52-week high on BSE. Now let's take a look at what technical charts are saying. Nifty formed a bearish candle which resembles bearish belt hold kind of pattern on the daily charts, while for the week it gained 0.4% and formed dodgy kind of pattern on the weekly scale. The market continues to respect 11,500 level, which is heartening for the bulls. The key level to be respected is 11,300 to 11,350, and if we can manage that, we should be able to achieve 11,800 by the expiry next week, said Manish Hathiramani, technical analyst at Deen Dayal Investments. Well, that's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com for more on markets, economy, and even for general news updates. Thank you for listening.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.